the sutta where there's a war that's going to happen that might even have been between the Sakyans and another clan, and the Buddha tries to mediate in some way and is unable to stop it from happening. It just, there's something so touching about that for me when I look at my own life and whether it's my relation, whether it's conflict happening in people I know, family, or on a national level, and the feelings of helplessness that come up, and then even just reflecting on, wow, here's Buddha.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, there were many occasions where the Buddha was able to really affect change, really be able to contribute in a real game-changing way. And then others where, that's a good example, where it's an extreme example. But even the Buddha couldn't stop them from doing something incredibly stupid. And and the only way to hold it is through the not personalizing, because it's sort of like, it's just those, in terms of worldly dhamma of success and failure. So like when you do the right thing and it works and you say, wow, success, and and then you try your best, and it just all falls to hell, and you sort of, wow, I'm such a hopeless, pathetic case. And you know, success and failure are worldly dhammas that have so many more conditions going on than us. So then we're stepping beyond the personalization. Which doesn't mean one doesn't do anything, you know. The Buddha probably knew that it was going into it. He probably hoped that people would listen to him, but he probably had an intuition that I don't know. I don't even think this is 50-50, but it is. You got to try. You can't not do it. And so it isn't a carte blanche for not doing anything. It still should be done, because it's also planting seeds amongst those who will remember or recollect that in the future. So that even in something that's called a failure, when you're bringing something that is, say, right and true and good into the equation, it's still right and true and good. It's just people aren't interested at that time. But it's there in the dynamics and in the causal processes, and it could be a seed in the future for it to grow. You know, it's like when somewhat tangentially, but I was sort of thinking of when I was in Thailand and I was engaged a fair bit with community development and environmental issues, and somebody asking me, because protecting forests and blah blah blah, and it's a good thing to do. And they said, do you think the forest can be actually saved in Thailand? I said, no. It's just too many forces against it. They said, why are you doing it? Because you can't not do it, because you don't know where these seeds will land, and you also have to look to future generations, because the people who are blind and ignorant and greedy, they're impermanent phenomena. And you got to hope for the others who are coming along, who maybe see what they they've missed or lost out on, and want to protect it. And also in the sense of you try to protect whatever areas you can, because in the future these will expand, and which has happened with this. A couple of areas that are protected. One in particular, where it was, gosh, it was really difficult. And the amount of because this variety of species that were in the area that it was protecting was so rich, and then actually were able to stop encroachment into that area, and that then that those species have been able to expand out into further areas that because it was extremely rich forest environment, elephants, tigers, tapirs, and everything, all the kind of signature animals of and birds of rich diversity.